Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, don't be scared now. It's just Halloween. Don't be scared out there. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh. A ton to get to. This is going to be, even though it's Halloween, a really busy news day in the National Football League and in college football. Really busy news day. Going to be a lot of fun. Morning to you. What up?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? Did anybody dress up today for Halloween?
One person did.
Wendy did.
Well, Wendy did. I wanted to, but I waited too long. And I didn't know how. I didn't really feel right wearing the same costume that I wore last week. Because, you know, you hear a lot of people wear more than one costume during Halloween. So I didn't have another. And Wendy K with another costume.
Well, it's because I have a tub of costumes, so I keep pretty much every costume I've ever worn. And this, I'm dressed as a boxer, if you haven't seen my Instagram or my Twitter yet. But yeah, I wore this for like a dance routine once, and yeah, it was an easy throw-on costume, and I love dressing up. I love Halloween.
I think from now on that I'm going to, you know, as I get older, I'm going to get into the more like dressing up thing, not for just Halloween. Like other activities in life, because it seems like it's pretty fun.
It's so much
fun. What activities do you speak?
Like you mean like Dragon Con and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Things like that, Daryl.
All right. I'm going to retweet you.
Other things?
Well, you know, like grown ups. I was thinking more like grown up stuff. Oh. But,
I know exactly what you were thinking.
I had to go over here like for a second.
Pretty cool.
Okay. It's way off.
Yeah. But I went over here for a second, you know. Suddenly there's a, never mind, I'm just going to stop.
I'm just saying.
I'm just going to stop.
You know, it's just sometimes.
Because I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Like some of the outfits, like, you know, I went to a friend of mine's Halloween party this weekend. And some of the outfits that the women wear were very, very creative. And it just got me to thinking, you know, dress up is just not for Halloween. It really shouldn't be. As you get more mature, it really should not just be for Halloween. It should be for other occasions. I like mean, costume parties and things of that nature.
Own.
Yes.
I mean, themed parties?
Yes. There you go.
Because when you go to the movies, when Star Wars comes out, you should dress up with your friends and go as Star Wars characters.
Yes, yeah, so no, I go as Mace Windu.
Never done that.
Really? Oh, it's so much fun.
No.
You never didn't dress up for Rocky Horror? You said you used to go see Rocky Horror?
Well, now, wait a second now.
You told me that.
You know what? Well, I sort of. Okay, no. I took toast. Okay.
You tell me you threw the toast.
I took toast. What else did we take? There was two things in the movie.
Because that's like interactive, though,
yeah,
right? Because people sing along with it.
We take toast and you throw toast. Because when Frankenfurter and they're, let's toast, you know, and everybody throws toast at the screen. That was at the old Embry Theater. Well, yeah.
Did you dress up, John Fricky, as the question?
You know, I mean, a little bit. But I never put on makeup or anything like that. I may have, you know, had something.
That was
makeup
a different time.
CNN.
Because who was the guy? Not Susan Sarandon, but who was the guy? What was his name, the actor?
Was it Tim?
I know you're talking about. He played Pennywise. His It. I can't think of his name.
No. The actor who played alongside Franken, Susan Sarandon in
Franken,
the film.
The Franken guy, right?
No. The guy who played the straight-laced guy with the glasses.
I know his face. Can't think of his name. I know you're talking about, though.
Because I might have done that. But that's as extensive as I would have gotten.
They brought that back a few years ago in the the young lady that plays on Orange is the New Black was the, I guess she was the Frankenfurter guy.
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry was Frankenfurter.
Yeah, Barry Bostwick. Thank you.
Barry Bostwick.
Barry Bostwick.
Meatloaf was in it too. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the cast. I didn't know. Meatloaf was in the movie as well.
Great one. So I'm gonna tweet out that I'm gonna give it up for you, Wendy, because you represented in studio. But see, here's my problem. I don't like Halloween. I just can't wait.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know. It's not my holiday.
It's the greatest holiday of all time. I wish I owned a
home. You either love
it
or hate it.
I wish I owned a home because this would be the greatest day. I would
decorate
make mine
and have a party.
Haunted. Mine would be like a haunted house for the kids to come and get all their candy. I would like do all the makeup and stuff.
Everybody's got a favorite holiday. Now, for me, I'm a pyromaniac. So, I mean, 4th of July is my thing.
Do you like the fireworks?
Yeah, I like to blow stuff up.
See, like Halloween and Thanksgiving are two of my favorites just because you can be around people. There's like really no
family. Yeah. Oh, well, I like Thanksgiving because it's family. Because that's most of the time when people travel and you get to see family that you haven't seen in forever.
I like Thanksgiving because it was the day I was born.
Happy Thanksgiving birthday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I won't be, not this year.
Day.
But you know what's funny about, I don't really like Christmas and the other holidays, not being a curmudgeon.
I'm the same as you.
You are a curmudgeon.
No, I'm not, but I don't like those holidays because they fall too close together. They're back to back. Like the Christmas and New Year's and
marketing,
all that stuff.
Marketing, sir.
And then Valentine's Day, like right around the corner, because folks always got the handout looking at you for something. And I know that's a bad way to say it, but
it's the pretension of it.
Yes, it's like, and you forget what the true meaning of the holidays are. I kind of hate that a little bit.
Yeah, so I just tweeted out to give you a little bit of credit and props to you for representing the team here because
the best holiday of all
only
time.
Two of us dressed up, you and Dee. I mean, that's it. I mean,
I didn't dress up.
Well, what's that hat you're wearing?
This is a Raiders hat.
All right, so you therefore
I got
you have
a
dressed
Dodger
up.
Colored shirt. Stop. See, you're being funny. I got you.
I was about to say, would you dress up like you from Cali? He is.
That's the way I dress every day.
That's a point, though. I mean, you think about certain fans, and of course, the Raiders have the rep more than any other fans. Though it's getting to be pretty commonplace. You know, the fans that dress up to go to football games.
Yes.
And really, it was the Raiders. I think it's the
Tell
Raiders
the truth.
That started it, right?
That's why it's
the black
a
hole, the whole thing with the spikes and the this and the hat, the hair and everything. I mean, would you ever do that at a football game? Because I wouldn't.
I would. I have. I've dressed up at a Raider game before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Going to San Diego.
I mean, the only thing I would ever do is like wear a jersey.
Dressing up is fun when you go to football games.
Well, dressing up as a Raider fan is definitely fun.
Because they normally do all the makeup.
Yeah.
Raider fans go hard.
All out.
Yeah. A friend of mine sits in a black hole, and he's had season tickets there for at least 15 years, and they go in.
All out.
Yes.
I'm
He's been on commercials on Visa. He was on a Visa commercial.
That's awesome.
It's fun to see like Falcons fans dress up, you know, because it's the Falcon lady.
Yes.
I can't remember
two
her name.
Falcon ladies,
yeah, it's
though.
Two
I'm
Falcon
confused.
Ladies. They wear the wings and everything. And they dress up for the game. So that's pretty cool to see them do their thing.
Yeah. Well, it's Halloween here at the Kia Studios as we get ready for tonight and trick-or-treating and all that kind of stuff. And if your crumb crunchers are going out, have a great time tonight. Be safe. And all that kind of stuff. We're going to tell you we're going to have a little thing here coming up in a few minutes too. We're going to get it. Trust me, we're going to get into sports. Don't get me wrong, because there's a ton to talk about today. But we are going to do something fun in the next segment where we're going to kind of draft the best Halloween candy. Okay, we're going to just have a little bit of fun. Just bear with us here. But to sports, to the issue of sports, I mentioned it's going to be a gigantic sports news day, and it is. We've already had two big trades in the NFL. The trade deadline is tonight to this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And there could be more big trades coming before 4 o'clock. You mentioned something I want to kind of bring onto the show from the bullpen, because you're absolutely right. When you said to me, you said, you know, it used to be the NFL trade deadline was a big nothing burger. And it used to be the world's biggest nothing burger was the NFL trade deadline. Suddenly yesterday, Dwayne Brown gets traded from the Texans to the Seahawks, and then Jimmy Garoppolo gets traded from the Patriots to the 49ers. I don't know what's changed in the world of the NFL, but now suddenly the NFL trade deadline means something.
I think it has to do more with the money and the opportunity to get other players, younger players. It's one of those things that's kind of weird, John, because I remember specifically when I was in the league that back in 95, it was like, you know, say the trade deadline is coming up, but it was not a really big deal. And now all of a sudden – teams are moving guys, and I remember a few years ago you heard about the talent pool in the NFL wasn't that great like it used to be, but it's great enough for you to move, like, quarterbacks and people of that nature. I just find it kind of weird. And with Dwayne Brown being traded first, and then Jimmy Garoppolo being traded, you look at Dwayne Brown, and he was a guy that Bo was talking about. I honestly thought he got traded because of some of the stuff that happened in the Texans locker room.
Fix your face over there.
But Bo told me that it was more so about, or he thought it was more so about the fact that it took him a while to, you know, come into camp. And it was about his money. So that's why they traded him. And then Jimmy Garoppolo. You look at that position that he's in. The Patriots only had one quarterback on the roster, correct? Because they had just traded away.
Jacoby Brissett, right?
To Indianapolis.
Right.
And now they traded away Jimmy Garoppolo. Tom Brady right now is sitting in the catbird seat. Now they have to probably go out. They're going to definitely have to go out and get another quarterback. But right now they're not really worried about it, and he has to feel great about it because he's going to be there for a while before they groom another quarterback. So he has to feel good about that.
Well, and now with Brian Hoyer, by the way, the Niners cut Brian Hoyer. So maybe the Patriots could go out and sign Brian Hoyer. How'd you like if that happens? How'd you like to be Brian Hoyer?
Winning. That's a win. That's a winning situation for him.
No kidding.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but stranger things have happened in the NFL. I even went so far out on a limb and say, what if the best coach in the NFL signs Colin Kaepernick?
What if
that you know?
Hey, what if?
Yeah, I mean it could happen, and I wonder what would the narrative be if that was the case. So they're going to have to get somebody. So we'll just have to wait and see who that somebody is.
Well, and then there's all sorts of rumors that are flying. The New York media is talking about the New York Giants being major sellers with names like Dominic Rogers-Cromartie and, yes, Eli Manning, because the Giants have been so bad. And that who knows what's going to happen with that today, especially with all these teams. It's like Denver that suddenly needs a quarterback. Could there be another Manning at quarterback in Denver after last night? Because Trevor Siemian was off.
Didn't they just get Osweiler?
Yeah, they just got Osweiler, but they're terrible.
That watching that game last night and Chucky basically saying, John Gruden basically saying that he would have benched him like in the second quarter. And Coach Joseph stayed with him the whole game. And then you can see, I have never seen a coach on the sideline so animated and so frustrated by his quarterback play, but still stuck with him. And then went so far as to even going to the press conference and basically had an aneurysm talking about how you can't have five turnovers in a game. He just kept saying over and over again, five turnovers. Like, his mind was blown.
Yeah, Siemian threw one interception, rolling to his right, throwing back across his body to the middle of the field, where it was like he was targeting.
No, John, he did that twice.
he did it at least twice.
He threw it to the other guy twice. It was like he was on their payroll.
Awful. Probably the most famous Halloween song of all time. Song that annoys most people, but you got to play. It's Halloween. It's like a rite of passage. You got to play it, right?
I mean, this song's great.
And when we get back, what's the best Halloween candy? What's the best? It's John and Hugh on Halloween Day. Raise in Midtown. Take your lunch break. Maybe have something sweet. Nicole Beer, too, at McRae's. Live broadcast McRae's presented by Bud Light. America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, with the Midday Show Friday from McRae's Tavern in Midtown. And welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on this Halloween. All right, so Wendy Adams, take us through. We did this draft, and I'm picking third. How did you get to the first pick, besides cheating?
So we are doing our candy mock draft. So, you know, as in the NFL draft, or if you draft for your fantasy team, we're doing that sort of same thing, but we're going to do it with Halloween candy, and whoever has the best draft will win. It's just bragging rights. I don't really have anything to give away. But we came to the picks, and I posted a video on our 92.9 The Game Twitter account, so you saw that it was legit. I put numbers 1 through 5 and on different sheets of paper, crumpled them up, mixed them around, went around the room, started with John, Hugh, Daryl, Bo, and then I picked last. So I happened to come up with the number one pick.
You know, I like this tweet we got from Daddy Ice, who says he's got full-size candy bars, but he's only going to give the full-size candy bars tonight to anybody that's dressed up as a Falcon.
Or Atlanta United. I want to know where
you go with the
is.
Atlanta United or Falcons jersey, you're going to get a full size candy bar.
Yeah, you are the man with the full size candy bars, because those little fun size candy bars, no, those are for babies. Like, there's some kids out there that's trick or treating, like 9 or 10 years old. They want them full size candy bars so they can go to school tomorrow and let everybody know they won for trick or treating.
All right, here we go. So, this is the candy draft. We're going to draft three candies, right?
We're going to draft three candies. We're going to do it in a snake draft. So I have the number one pick. Who has two? Let's just go around the room real quick.
Who's got number two?
I got two.
Three?
I have three.
Four.
And then Daryl's got five, which is actually a pretty good pick because it's a snake draft. It's a snake draft, so you'll get five and six.
Oh, cool. I'm all right.
The number one pick is really tough because you have so many options and there's so many good choices.
Always go with the chocolate.
I'm going with the chocolate, but I may be going a little bit out of the box because this is my favorite candy. I'm going Kit Kat for the number one.
That's not a bad pick though. Kit Kats are very clutch, and
they're so good, and
you got the variety. You can get the different kinds. They even have pumpkin Kit Kats now. They were selling.
But which one, left or right?
Both, because they have.
Wait a minute, that's you're confusing. That's Twix.
Oh, that's Twix. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I got the wrong candy. Yeah. I'm not a candy connoisseur.
This is the chocolate-covered wafer.
Okay, well, I was wrong. It's Twix. Hugh's right.
All right, Bo, with the second pick.
I'm taking Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Good pick, Joe. Big, good pick, Bo. Good pick.
That all right, so,
I don't know about anybody else's rankings. I'm just going to take my favorites, okay? So my favorite candy bar of all time is Baby Ruth. It's my favorite.
Baby Ruth with a third overall pick?
It's my favorite candy bar. What do you want me to do? Well, I'm taking my favorites, right?
I feel real good about the position that I'm picking in.
You should, because I can't believe you went Baby Ruth.
I'm going to go Snickers. Snickers is like the staple, Snickers is like clutch.
You can't believe I went Baby Ruth. This is my favorite,
and there's
though.
So many different varieties of Snickers. So that means that when I pick Snickers, I get the whole family of like the almonds.
Family.
I get the extreme Snickers. I get all of that.
You get all the Snickers.
Yeah, I get all the Snickers.
Butterfinger.
Good pick.
You know, the only problem with Butterfinger is that it sticks to my teeth.
I know.
I mean, it's got a great flavor, but you know, I'm one of those guys that would, when I was a kid, I'd eat a Butterfinger. I'd eat all the chocolate off and just have that, that block left.
Oh yeah. Well, y'all know we kind of our time.
All right, Daryl, you got the next one because we're going backwards. Now.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch. I'm feeling really good right now.
No, you shouldn't.
Words have been dropped.
Okay, it's my pick.
It is you, Hugh.
Hmm.
What do you got? You have Snickers right now.
I have Snickers. I'm going to go with another all-time favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and pick M&M's. I'm going to pick some M&M's.
But wait, which M&M's? Because there's peanut and chocolate.
I get all the M&M's. I get the whole family.
Oh, peanut butter M&M's are the best.
Well, that's odd because when someone gives you a small pack of M&M's, they don't say, oh, I'm going to give you peanut and peanut butter and chocolate.
See, now Bo's trying to, he's trying to cloud the draft.
Yeah.
I get the whole family of peanut butter. I get the whole family of M&M's, Bo. Thank you very much.
All right, John, do you want to redeem yourself after picking Baby Ruth third overall?
Wait a second. That's not what? Hang on.
Really already killing your draft.
Man, there's nothing. Baby Ruth is great. Most famous candy scene maybe in the history of movies, Baby Ruth, right?
All right. Well, we'll
right?
see
Well, but
voting.
Is it true? I mean, in the pool in Caddyshack, right?
Well, I mean, we'll have to see how the people vote.
Oh, John.
All right, John.
Okay. Milky Way.
My
second favorite candy. Again, which part of my favorite candy
you're
bars.
Right. To each their own here. To each their own. All right, Bo, who are you picking?
Well, did I get Reese's Pieces along with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Because apparently you get a family.
Yes, you do. You get both of them.
Okay, well, then I want to make sure that is
all right,
listed.
Bo, you get the Reese's family.
All right, then I want Twizzlers.
Red or black?
He gets the family.
I get the whole family, John.
Oh, that's right.
He gets the family, John. That's
that's right. He gets the whole family of Twizzlers.
Oh, man, y'all left me with some great picks. I'm about to kill this draft. So with my second pick, I am taking Twix.
Wait, you already have Kit Kat.
I know, and I'm taking the next best one.
Isn't that like the exact same thing?
Absolutely not.
It's
not? One has like a caramel in the middle.
Oh, it's not? One's crunchy, one's caramel?
Exactly.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel. I say caramel.
Potato, potato.
All right, and since I pick next, I'm going Skittles. So Kit Kat, Twix, and Skittles. Done.
Great you can pick, have Wendy. The Skittles.
Hands down. I'm sorry. Y'all,
I don't like
y'all
Skittles.
Lose.
But
y'all lose.
Great pick.
Don't like Skittles.
So all right, Bo.
That's all you.
Your last pick of the 2017 Halloween candy draft?
Let's see. I don't really like Mama. Do people give out gummy bears?
I haven't heard of that, but if you want to put gummy
bears. How about
bears,
Pez? Do they still give out Pez?
No, John.
No.
I'm going to go with gummy bears. I don't care if it's on here or not. They have it at the movie theater, so.
Okay.
Bo with the renegade pick goes gummy bears.
What, no jawbreakers?
You ever eat gummy bears and drink beer
I don't
together?
Like gummy bears. So.
Oh, so good.
I'm not a gummy bear fan.
All right, John, who you got with your last fam. Pick?
This is not the So I'm just taking my three favorite candy bars. I projected before the draft that I would get my three favorite. In fact, I did. My three favorites are Baby Ruth, Milky Way, and Payday, and I'm going to go with my three favorites.
Payday's
John, you're
great. Coming in last.
Payday's
pretty clutch.
Good.
Payday's really good.
Nice.
Little saltiness, little sweet. Payday pretty good. Love Payday.
Reese's Pieces.
No, Bo.
Somebody got it.
Bo has the entire Reese's family.
Oh yeah, that's right. He got the.
But
Reese's.
It's on
okay.
his paper.
Well, yeah, he got. He
I
can
know,
have
I
it.
I messed up.
Oh,
everyone
I got.
Gets the. Everyone gets.
Okay.
It. All right, Hugh.
I'm gonna go. Because
round
it was
off.
A famous movie. Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar. Those are good.
Yeah.
A
really
very
good.
Underrated candy, I would say.
The best
Best thing about Mr. Goodbar is that it's one of, like, Hershey's. It's sectioned off, so you can, like, break off a little square and have a piece. And and you can make it last long rather than just, you know, gobbling the whole thing up. You know what I mean?
It's got that nice crunch. All right, D, you're finishing it.
Starburst.
Starburst.
Yeah, Starburst.
Rounds out our 2017 draft. So let's recap what we got, and then we're going to put a poll up on our website, and we'll tweet it out at 929 The Game, and also on our Facebook page, 929 The Game. So
I think you're overrating your draft because you got two things that are way too similar.
Oh, my draft is killing it. All right, so Daryl has Butterfinger, Sour Patch Kids, and Starburst. Hugh started with Snickers, M&M's, Mr. Goodbar.
That's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong draft.
Really strong draft. John's draft is Baby Ruth, Milky Way, and Payday.
I think it's clutch. I think it's great.
It's old school.
It's, yeah, old school is a good term for it. All right, Bo has Reese's and Everything in the Family, Twizzlers and Gummy Bears.
That's pretty solid, too.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm going to be the winner of this competition. Kit Kat, Twix, and Skittles. And that is our 2017 Halloween candy.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on who's voting here. I mean, if it's going to be people who are like, you know, I've never had Twix.
You've never had Twix in your life?
No, this doesn't even appeal to me.
Are you kidding?
No.
Bless the Lord.
I feel sad for you. You know,
Kit Kat, and I'm like,
You know, Sean, our underboss, has some in the candy.
He does? I mean, all right, I'll try one today just to see what it is.
It's really good. It's got the caramel in the middle, and it's
all right, so you would get a box. Wait a second. You would get a box of Russell Stover as a kid, right? Okay. You know what I'm talking about? A big box of, you know, the chocolates, like, you know.
The assorted candies?
Yeah, assorted candies. Russell Stover is the first one. Godiva, yeah. I don't know, whatever. At like Christmas time, you open them up, right? What's the first one? All right, so you get the whole thing there. What's the first one you're diving for? You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the Russell Stover's candy.
Yeah, yes. You got like 64 piece of like chocolate thing, you know?
The chocolates, straight chocolates.
Right, the straight chocolates. Which one are you diving for first? You're going to get there first. Which one are you going for?
I don't want the one with the little cherry filling in it, if that's what you're asking me. I don't want that one.
That's the worst.
I'll take the one with like the caramel in it or something like that.
So it's like Milky Way. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the first one people go for.
Because you have limited choices when you're talking about that Russell Stover thing. Because they don't really like the ones that taste better are the ones that have like the cream in them or the caramel or whatever. The ones that had that like fake cherry filling, you can keep those.
Yeah, and then you have the those cherry cordials, right? Remember those things when you have the big cherry cordials, right? But because the one thing I always kind of dove for though first, and I didn't take it, and I thought about taking it in the Russell Stover box, was they had two little pieces of something that was amounted to their version of Heath bars,
that's the one I liked.
Right, the two little, you know what I'm talking
the
about?
The toffee in it.
Yes, that was the best one.
Yeah, that one. So it was like, I want that two little pieces of Heath bar thing. I'll go with that.
What was the one in the yellow and green box with the old time writing?
That's a good question. Yeah, that was always a Halloween one. It was the white box for Christmas, and the yellow one was like the right. That's a good call. I've forgotten the company.
Whitman's.
Thank you, Whitman sampler.
That's right.
Because at Valentine's it would be the Valentine Whitman sampler. Right. Anyway, it's Halloween. We get into it. What will be in the box of trades for the NFL today? Will there be some candy left over for some teams to sink their teeth into before the 4 o'clock trade deadline? What about is going to be trick or treat for, you know, Georgia and Notre Dame in the college playoff poll today? We told you it's going to be a busy day. Today is Halloween. It's the playoff poll debuting. It's the NFL trade deadline. We'll tell you what else today is as we continue on the morning show. All right, I'll be interested to see who wins this draft. Wendy probably will. As we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game, you can follow us on all of this on our Twitter at 929 The Game.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
It is.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new adventure.
I was about to get Wendy's way there.
Now, I remember when this song came out, I was in college. And I remember, I didn't know it was a white guy. I was like, what?
Middle school.
I was in college. And he was a D-tackle. And I remember we were at the club, he was dancing to this. And it was one of the funniest things that I've ever seen in life, to see a big old 300-pound defensive lineman dancing to Ice Ice Baby. And it was like, that's a white guy. Boy, he got flow. And then I remember the Alphas got mad because he took the whole the Ice Ice thing. And I think he had to break bread. He had to break bread with the Alphas. Alpha Alpha Fraternity. Shout out to Alpha Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. But I remember that.
Mentioned a lot of things that today is. Today, of course, is Halloween. It is also the NFL trade deadline at 4 o'clock this afternoon with two big trades already having taken place, and we'll get into those as we progress through the show. Dwayne Brown from the Texans to the Seahawks and Jimmy Garoppolo from the Patriots out west to the 49ers. And will there be more trades today? And today, of course, is also, Wendy, the college football playoff poll. And everybody, all the intrigue. I mean, Colin Cowherd out there, you know, tweeting out that he doesn't have Georgia in his top four. And then Pete Prisco tweeting out that he has Georgia number one. Nobody knows how this is going to go. And so there's a lot of intrigue when that playoff committee poll. I got to find out what time that's released exactly. Is it a 7 o'clock show tonight? Is that what it is? I believe so.
I think so.
I think the show's at 7 o'clock tonight. Among other things, that today is, of course, last day of October, too. And November is around the corner.
It's Halloween today. Yep. It's Halloween. It's also Vanilla Ice's birthday, who turns the big 5-0 today. So a monumental birthday for Vanilla Ice. And I would love to have a birthday on Halloween. It's right in my wheelhouse. And it would have been one of my favorite actors' birthday, John Candy. And one of my favorite movies is Uncle Buck. It's one of my favorite John Candy movies of all time.
You know, I've never seen Uncle Buck.
Oh, really?
Never seen Uncle Buck.
That one's a good one. What about Planes, Trains, Automobiles?
I have. I've seen that.
How about Stripes?
Stripes?
Stripes was a good one.
He was in Cool Runnings.
He was. Oh, yeah. He was the coach, wasn't he?
He was the coach. He was tremendous. That's one of my favorite movies, too. I mean, John Candy had a ton of really good movies, so it would have been his birthday today. Today's also National Knock Knock Jokes Day. You guys have any good ones?
I have. I have a few, but I can't.
They're not appropriate.
Hugh Douglas.
No, I got one. I got from Guy Tory a long time ago, but I cannot say it.
That
on
one's
there.
Not appropriate. Yeah. Well, I have one. I came up with one. You ready? Knock knock.
Who's there?
A broken pencil.
Broken pencil. Who?
Never mind. It's pointless.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Was way to go, Wendy.
That was pretty terrible.
Knock knock jokes are usually pretty bad.
And they're on the back of the Laffy Taffy.
And they're on the back of Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
Well, last night was Dancing with the Stars, and you know I'm always watching Dancing with the Stars. They had their Halloween episode, and we had three contestants left that we've all chosen. We decided to go with athletes in the room, and one of us is now out of the competition. So Bo's been eliminated because he picked Derek Fisher. John and Daryl both have Victoria Arlen. You have Terrell Owens.
T.O.
And I picked Nikki Bella from the WWE. Well, this is what happened last night, and this is our contestant who's no longer in the competition.
Vanessa and Max, Nikki and Artem, on this seventh week of competition. It is a double elimination.
Whoa.
You're both going home.
Double elimination.
So T.O.'s still alive.
T.O.'s still alive.
Keep hope alive.
Victoria Arlen is still alive. Nikki Bella is out of the competition on a double elimination night. On a Halloween night.
Wait, I thought Victoria Arlen got eliminated too.
No, she is safe. So it was Vanessa Lachey, who was married to Nick Lachey.
Okay.
So Victoria Arlen and Terrell Owens are still in the competition.
All right. T.O.
Yay.
So all three of you guys are still left, and now I'm kind of bummed because this was one competition I was hoping I was going to win. But clearly I'm not.
Well, who's going to win the whole thing here? I mean, there's obviously, usually by this time you know who the winner is because it's pretty obvious.
Looking good for T.O., ain't it? Looking pretty good for the T.O. man.
He's actually doing a lot better.
Hope he wins.
I don't know if he'll win. Victoria Arlen is going to be in the finals. I can guarantee you guys that. There's a violinist, Lindsay Sterling, she's really good. And there's a guy who played in Hamilton, he's a younger guy, he's like 19 years old, is Broadway, he's doing phenomenal on the show as well. But
if you're a Broadway guy and you're in a musical and you're 19, odds are you could dance.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the ballroom dancing is a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, but you got to be able to move to start with. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's a big part of
if you
dancing,
can't move to start with, it doesn't matter much.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Well,
about
that's how T.O. started. He started off not being very good, and now he's taking the judges' comments and just kind of running away with it.
Because he's super competitive.
He's very competitive. But he also has a very competitive partner. Like, she will push him. She's like a coach, like a tough coach, like a Bill Parcells.
Because it looks like it's really hard. I mean, to be able to do that live and to do it well and to dance those dances, which are not easy to dance, that looks like a really difficult thing to do.
No, it's a lot on your knee. The leg strength that you have to do that. Because I remember I tried the salsa dance one time, and it was like I was like 2 minutes in, and I'm like, no, I'm good, because it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of cardio.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of cardio.
Yeah, and now obviously, you know, none of us are ever going to be doing this, but it seems to me if I were a younger, you know, person who might be in the kind of in the mix for potentially being on that show, if I got a whiff, if my agent said to me, you know, hey, listen, we're going to make a run at Dancing with the Stars, I would be spending a year before I got there doing nothing but going to dance class.
I would love to be on that show. I mean, I've ballroom dance and I do Latin dancing, and I would kill to be on that show. Just to do one routine on that show would be insane.
I just want to check, because I heard they get paid a lot of bread. You can kick me off on the first night.
No, you actually want to stay, because you can. I think you can get up to like $300,000 if you're the last one remaining.
Something like, but what do you get initially? Don't you get like a nice check to initially
be on?
You
get like 50.
I probably want to stick around for the three. Hey, what do you think about that? After taxes day, I'm going to try to stick around for the three.
There's definitely a lot of motivation, though, to stay on the show.
Yeah, I can't dance, so I wouldn't.
No, I can't dance either, but that money for dancing would motivate me.
I mean, I can teach you guys. I got some moves.
I'm good.
Oh, this one story says, all right, this is one story that just says that you get, if you make it to episodes 3 and 4, you get like 10,000 an episode, then you get 20,000 an episode, and 5 and 6, 30,000 an episode, 7 and 8, you know, and you can make up to $250,000 all the way through.
Oh, man. Oof. I mean, I guess. I'm being greedy.
That's a nice
little, yeah, I am. I'm being greedy. Be like, man, that ain't no money. You can buy a lot of beer cones, buy a beer pick.
All right, it's time to get into all the rest of what today is, including the National Football League and more. What do the Falcons have to do better? What's the one thing, right, in your mind, what's the one thing the Falcons have to do better to win the NFC South? What's the one thing they have to do better? You only get one. What do they have to do better? All right, we're going to discuss that as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh as we head towards divisional play this weekend. Again, you can vote on our candy poll on our website at 92.9thegame.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.